couple of verses today, this morning, it's going to be a very simple message this morning, really short. I know we got all the kids in here with us, which is not just a trick to try to make you appreciate children's ministry more. We love children here at Spokane Baptist Church. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I tell parents this, a number of our parents have their kids sit out with them every single Sunday, and I love that. And children are a sign of life, so I don't mind the crying or if there's a little bit of noise in here this morning, that is okay. That's better than the alternative, right? Yeah, that's good. So we're so glad that you're here. And this morning, I wanted to share just four thoughts very quickly about this idea of God being with us out of Matthew chapter 1. And I know you all just got seated. If you're able, I'd invite you to stand for the reading of God's word, just two verses and a prayer. Or if not, you can stand up on the inside. That's where God looks. Matthew chapter 1, we're going to read verses 21 through 23 in Matthew chapter 1. And this is what it says. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this portion of Scripture this morning. We thank you that you are Emmanuel, that you are not a God who is distant, you are a God who is close. Lord, this morning, God, as we have just a few moments to think about this, Lord, we want you to do the part that only you can do. There are bits of hurt and loss and brokenness tucked away inside of every one of our hearts. Those parts are not reachable by human beings. God, you know that we mean well. We'd like to help others. We'd like to be an encouragement if we can, and we know that sometimes we can be, but Lord, the depth of encouragement that we need really can only be supplied by you. So God, this morning, our desperate plea is that you would supply that hope and encouragement and joy, not just at the surface, but down in the deep places of every life and heart. We ask in the eternally great name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, and you'd be seated for real this time. So this morning, as I said, we had just really four thoughts I'd like to share about this idea of God being with us. And I've preached on this some already, and we've kind of gone through the Christmas series where we looked at the prophecies about Christ and then specifically at the gifts of the wise men and then at the shepherds. And so this morning, though, just a very short meditation on the idea of God being with us. If you've got your bulletins or your outline there, you're welcome to fill these blanks in. I have a couple of cross-references we're going to look at that are printed there for you. Or, of course, you're welcome to just listen. But four thoughts about God being with us. The first one this morning, when we ask the question, what does it mean that God is with us? The first thought is that he understands us. When I think about the fact that God is with us, one of the first things that jumps out at me, what that means, is that it means that God understands. And it's not just an intellectual understanding. Of course, we understand that God knows everything. But there's something that's gained by having a common experience. And even if that gain is mostly just on our part, that we can believe that he understands. And I love this idea about Christmas so much, that God is not just a God who is far away up there in heaven, far away from our problems, far away from our hurts and our experiences, but that he came to be near to us so that we could have confidence that he understands us. I think we all know that sort of special kinship that you get with someone when you've gone through a similar thing. You find that with people who served in the same branch of the military together. They have this special bond right away. People who are trying to raise children, you immediately have this sort of kinship. How many of you know it's not always a blessing when somebody who doesn't have kids tries to tell you how to raise your kids? Right? There's some extra credibility that you get when you've like gone through the same things, right? And we know that that's true. It applies to trials, too. When someone's gone through a similar trial that you have, when someone's experienced the same kind of loss that you've experienced, right away you know that this is somebody that you can talk to, somebody who's going to understand what you're going through, that you could be maybe a little more honest with them than you could be with somebody who had no experience with what you're experiencing. Listen, that's what Emmanuel is. Because God is with us, it means that when you talk to God, you can really be honest with him about what you're going through because he's gone through loss and he's gone through heartbreak and he's gone through betrayal and suffering and death even. Anything that you face, Christ has faced also, and so he understands. Hebrews 4 puts it like this, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You can come boldly to Jesus. Now listen, if it were just, because God is great and God is holy, 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 and he sits enthroned in glory in heaven, and you would be forgiven for being afraid to just march right into there and just say, "I need something." But Jesus, because he's Emmanuel, because he's God with us, he says, "You can come. Come right to the throne, and you can come knowing that he understands." Second thought, because God is Emmanuel, because he's God with us, it means that he helps us. God with us means he's not just the cavalry that we have to call in. God is not like the police or the firefighters, where when you have a problem, you call 911 and you hope they get there in time. We've had occasion when we've had to do this with my daughter where we've had to call 911 and they said, "Well, we'll send the ambulance." And of course the firemen, praise God for firemen, the firemen were there first. But it was a very scary wait between when we called and between when the first help arrived. But Emmanuel, God with us, means that we don't have to wait for him to arrive. He's here. He's God with us already. He's always near and always ready to help. Emmanuel does not mean that there is no trouble. I wish that that were true, but it obviously doesn't mean that. Emmanuel does not mean there's no trouble. Emmanuel means you don't have to face trouble alone. Psalm 46 is one of my favorites. It's there in your outline, just the first two verses. The Bible says that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. God's not just help in trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. He's Emmanuel. Therefore, the Bible says, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. The most cataclysmic, terrifying things you can think of. The Bible says, don't be afraid because Emmanuel, because God is with us. The third thing that Emmanuel means is that he changes us. That because God is with us, it means that God changes us. By our faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit has been placed into us. And spiritually, we've been placed into Christ. This fundamentally changes us. We are fundamentally changed by the fact that when we receive Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside. And spiritually, the Bible says we are placed into Christ. It's a new birth. It's a new life. It's a living hope. God with us means that we are not the same. It means that we are transformed by the loving power of our Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:17 puts it like this, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Emmanuel means that you can be new. Every single morning, God's mercies are new every morning. You may have tried God's patience yesterday, but God woke up with a completely full cup of new mercy this morning. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And that's what God with us means, is that Holy Spirit that comes to live inside of us, our placement in Christ means that Emmanuel means that we're different, that we're changed. And the last thing, and this is an incredibly deep thought, and this is why they pay me the big money. You ready? The fact that God is with us means, number four, that God is with us. I know. I'm going to give you a few minutes to recover. God with us means that God's with us. And I'll tell you this. The more I grow in my relationship with the Lord, and just the longer I've walked with God and the more time I've spent with him, the more this is just one of my absolute favorite things. It's just this idea that God decided he wanted to be with us. That he didn't just say, here's the list of requirements, here's the hurdles, jump over all of these. That he said, I'm going to come to be with you. And that he's going to stay. And that he promised to never leave us or forsake us. And that someday he's going to come get us so that where he is, we can be there too. I more and more come to believe that this is really the only thing that matters. This is one of the key insights of Moses, who God said that he would actually just send an angel before the children of Israel. You go read it in Exodus. It's an amazing thing. God said, I'll send an angel before you. I'll have the angels wipe out all of your enemies, and you can just go in and take the promised land, but I'm not going to go with you. I'll send you with an angel, and I'll make it easy for you. I'll kick open all the doors and knock over all your enemies, and you can just go have the promised land. And Moses' insight here is so vital. It's there in your outline, Exodus 33:15. In Exodus 33:15, it says this. This is Moses' response. Somebody's getting a hold. That's all right. It's children. Praise the Lord. What did we say? Signs of life. That's good. So Exodus 33:15, get a hold of this. This is Moses' key insight that I think is so incredibly wonderful. Exodus 33:15, and Moses said unto the Lord, he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us up not hence. Now that's King James for, God, if you're not going, I don't want to go. God, if you're not going, I don't want to go. I don't want the promised land without you. The key insight that Moses had that I think is so vital for all of us is that even the promised land, even the best gifts of God are nothing without the giver. The promised land without the Lord is just dirt. It's just dirt. The gift without the giver is really nothing. You don't just want the blessings. What you want is the blesser. Better than any gift we could ever get is the fact that God would be with us. And this is the final thought here this morning, that Christmas is not really about the presents. It's about his presence. Now that's cute, but it's true. When you have Christ, you have everything. And he has freely given himself to us. Christ doesn't just give us eternal life. He is the life. Sometimes people say, well, why is it so narrow? Why do you have to have Jesus to go to heaven? Why can't you go to heaven other ways? Well, Jesus is not a ticket to heaven. He's not just like a punch card that you turn in to get eternal life. He is it. He is eternal life. He is, if you will, heaven. When you have Christ, it's not like eternal life starts when you get to heaven. When you have Christ, eternal life starts right then. The moment you get him, you have it. When you have Jesus, you have everything. Amen. And so that's what it means that God's with us. It means that he understands us. And so you can boldly go and talk to him. It means that he helps us. He's a very present help in trouble. It means that he changes us. New life and new hope. We become new creatures in him. And it means that he is with you. And so this Christmas, if I could give you any gift at all, the gift I would most like to give you is just simply that. Just an increased awareness and appreciation of how incredibly rich we are in Christ. That we have Emmanuel. That we have God with us. Let's just close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that you are Emmanuel. This was your idea. I don't think human beings could have ever come up with an idea like this. That the eternal God of all creation would lay aside his glory and step down off his throne in heaven to be born in a manger. God, we are so grateful that you love us that way. Lord, we know that we don't love you back that way. Would you help us? God, we desperately, desperately need your help. We cannot love you as we ought to unless you help us to do it. God, help us not to be distracted by the blessings that you give. God, would you plant deep in our heart the desire to want the blesser more than the blessings? God, that our heart would just be for you. Lord, I know again that there are many here who are dealing with loss. Something about Christmas highlights loss. God, I pray that you'd help us to see past that to the great gain that we have, that knowing that even though there might be empty seats at the table, that you're with us. God, would you drive that truth down deeply into our hearts where it can settle and give life and joy? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.